If you've been out and about in Innisfil, chances are you've come across Alan Beauchamp. Many young families will know him as a teacher and coach of many sports at Alcona Glen Elementary School. He can also be spotted behind the bagpipes playing with the Innisfil pipes and drums at local events, including this year's Santa Claus Parade. And even though his kids have long since moved on, Beauchamp is heading up the junior program at the Stroud Curling Club. Beauchamp moved to Alcona in 2002 and was soon teaching in Alcona, where he and Lee Belisle raised their children, now aged 21 and 18 and attending universities in southern Ontario. "I always like to provide opportunities for kids," says Beauchamp, who sees his background as a teacher as an advantage in his community work. At school, he's been involved in coaching cross-country, volleyball, rugby, three-pitch and track and field, depending upon where the need is. "Being a teacher, it's easy to make a connection because I'm with kids every day. It's great to teach kids how to do different things, learning new sports and building on that, to see them grow both in the sport and as individuals," he said. He started coaching in the curling club's Little Rocks program with the help of his wife, Lee, when his daughter was 6 years old. It's become part of his regular schedule, which includes curling at the club twice per week. Over the years, he's also coached his kids' hockey and baseball teams, but curling endures. "Being an empty nester, it's opened some time for me," he says, adding that he also plays baseball and golf in the summer. "I've always been involved in their sports in some capacity." He sees the benefits of sports and likes to share that with the next generation. "Just being involved in the community," he adds, "brings him joy." And the club, itself, relies upon volunteers like Beauchamp. "We've got a great little community," says Stroud Curling Club president Jason Tizard, "but obviously the curling club wouldn't run without people like Al around. Al is someone who really will go above and beyond. He is definitely a man who goes after everything." Right now, Beauchamp finds himself at the curling club every Sunday for 2 hours working with about 35 junior curlers, aged 12 to 20, along with Andrew Thompson, who he calls a huge volunteer with the club. With Bontspiels now underway, Beauchamp says the teams are becoming more competitive. "We've got quite a lot of good curlers," he says, determined to ensure there are people available to support them in a sport he believes can be played for life. "I enjoy it and the program is good." He wants to see the program remain strong, and his succession planning includes getting other people involved for next year. He also joined the pipes and drums band when he moved to the area. He reconnected to his mom's Scottish roots, learning how to play the pipes when he went to university, and continues to play at parades, Onionfest and the town's Canada Day ceremony, as well as special events at the curling club. "Piping and curling kind of go hand in hand. It's nice where I can provide a little more for the opening or closing ceremonies," he says. "All the curlers are really into it. I'm happy to do it for the special events or wherever people need me. You either love the pipes or they hate it."